Morning has turned to afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
But the grind carries on.
Not just the grind physically, but the grind mentally.
The Midday Grind, featuring a couple of TV jockeys who've also been through the radio wars.
Serious?
Martin Kilcoyne.
I was a little lit, so I was saying whatever I wanted.
And Charlie Marlowe.
Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
It's the Midday Grind on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and 590thefan.com.
Midday Grind, 590 The Fan. Martin Kilcoyne, Charlie Marlowe. It's amazing how we never know when our mics are on, and we're sitting right next to Rock, and the red button, I can see it, and he points at us. I can't tell you how many times during the course of a two-hour period, we'll be like, and welcome back, Frank, Martin and Frank. It's not his fault. How stupid are we?
No, Rocky was probably busy looking up like Charlie Wilson's war on Wikipedia or something.
Random.
Just something random.
I don't think it's his fault.
I saw this documentary last night. Unbelievable.
He just used the word complicity as he's playing the Open, and I thought, that's a pretty big word.
Complicity.
Just hit the lever, Plowsy, and he did.
Also loved the Liam Neeson discussion, and I was having
some fun. Used the word pansy.
I was laughing. I would watch any Taken movie. You know how people say that, oh, movies have run their course? I don't care. If you give me Liam Neeson, Taken 8, and somebody steals his grandchild when he's 80 in the Gatesworth.
And chases him with a cane.
Yes, I would watch that. Dead serious.
Hold on. All of Frank's worlds are colliding. So Liam Neeson is now in a movie, and he's at the Gatesworth. Okay.
Yes.
Now, Chuck, with the birth of your daughter, does Taken inspire you more as a dad?
It does.
100%. Okay.
To be that hero. And then you always hear people talk about when they allowed their daughters maybe to go study abroad in college, maybe right before that movie came out or right after. And if they allowed their daughters to go study abroad and then they watch that movie, they're just so scared and like, I can't believe I let my daughter go to Europe with a bunch of other 21-year-olds.
Would you go to the movie with Frank?
I would just for the story, just to talk about on the radio the next day.
Let me text Frank. Are you off today? What's your TV schedule?
He's still off.
You can try to arrange this.
He's on paternity leave.
Yeah.
Oh.
I am off, but I'm kind of being husband of the year right now. Dad of the year. 6 days in, 7 days in, whatever it is.
What are the nights like? Now, are you one of those where, because with professional athletes, whenever they have a baby, we'll interview them. Hey, what's it like? Well, my wife's kind of, you know, since I got a pitch tomorrow. My wife's handling all that. I'm sleeping in a separate room. You're off work for the most part. Are you up in the middle of the night? Or are you saying, I got an hour of radio tomorrow. I really better rest up.
I got a full hour. Then tomorrow I have to do 90 minutes.
Coming
yesterday I had to do, I think, 120 minutes. So far, 3 days home, two really good nights. The one in between, not terrible, but last night, look, we change her. And she eats. We put her down for bed last night. She slept almost 4 hours, woke up. I change her, pass her over to my wife. She feeds, put her back down, and she slept for almost another 4 hours. So
wow.
You can't get much better than that. Just basically, I was able to sleep for about 2 4-hour sessions.
So you got a routine going. This is good.
Well, it's kind of based on her. She wasn't that good the two nights before.
She's grounded.
Yes.
That's it.
So I did
no
not
allowance.
Give her. I did not give her the pacifier.
So she's a B sleeper, not quite A, but a B sleeper.
No, last
B
night.
Plus?
Last night she was A plus.
Wow.
Overall, I'm going to give her. No, I'm going to give her an A overall.
Yeah.
She can do no wrong right now.
Correct. And it'll stay like that till teenager.
That's fair.
You're good. Midday Grind with a full show today. Fred Heumann is going to be on. Longtime sportscaster in the state of Michigan. Worked in Detroit. Been in Lansing for a while. And he's kind of the Andy Reid of sportscasters. He's got a tree, and on the Fred Heumann tree, we have Audrey Dahlgren of Channel 5
mm-hmm.
and Chuck Marlowe of Channel 2. What's wrong with Channel 4? Why won't they hire anybody from Lansing?
Seriously. So WLNS in Lansing, Michigan, the CBS affiliate, it's Channel 6. They're kind of like the AAA farm system for St. Louis local sports right now.
Clearly, if I'm Channel 4 and I'm looking to add on, I think Doug would tell you they need to add on. Not replacing anyone, but maybe having another body in the house.
Don't bring that up on the air.
Get some youth in that KMOV sports
office. No, I'm not saying that because I'm an old tired hack myself, but I'm saying they could probably use an extra body to assist Morris and Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And they would look no further than the feeding ground that is Lansing.
And also, Indianapolis Star, apparently the paper that really kind of started this whole investigation and reporting with Larry Nassar, but also WLNS right there in Lansing, one of the first media outlets to really start the reporting that is now, I don't want to say ended, because I guess there's going to be another trial for more charges. But yesterday, Larry Nassar, sentenced to 40 to 175 years.
And if you have not heard the judge, I said this last night. I said, I think she has a shot at being the next Judge Judy.
Yes.
Because she handled it the way I would. Well, she was too nice. I would not have been as professional as she was, although some are debating whether she was professional. Judge Aquilina, my wife was telling me about this yesterday. She said, you got to hear this lady. It's unbelievable. I heard her on CNN because she was chiming in, not just reading the reports, but letting her opinion on the matter be very clear. So I said, this has got to be the next Judge Judy. Somebody on Twitter said, that's incorrect. She was unprofessional. She said, I hope you get raped in prison. And I thought, oh, my God, that's harsh. That may be crossing the lines. We can't find that anywhere.
I didn't see or read that.
That was said. But I got to say, when you're sitting there in front of that piece of garbage, it would be really hard for me to continue to do it in a professional manner and not chime in a little bit. And I thought what she said, the parts that I heard, were dead on. And because the judge, I mean, the whole judge and jury, the judge has some license to kind of say, here's what my opinion is. That's why you're not the jury, you're the judge.
And yesterday, as she's reading the sentence, she says, I just signed your death warrant. And now you have that, is it a GIF or a GIF? But it's her basically tearing up the paper where he said, look, I can't listen to all these victims. After taking advantage of all these girls over the years, when he actually had the gall to say, I can't listen to all this, now you have the social media meme of him kind of ripping up that paper.
All right, Charlie, why don't you introduce our next guest? I like to say that I'm Chuck's current mentor, but before that...
That's right. Fred Heumann, sports director, WLNS. Fred, I'd love to talk about something kind of fun. I know you're a big baseball guy, but there in Lansing, you're kind of at the heart of one of the biggest sports and news stories in the country right now. Fred, how you doing, man?
Good. What's going on, guys? Charlie, good to hear from you. Happy fatherhood.
Thank you very much, sir. So first off, just kind of tell us, what's it like being in Lansing there right now during this trial? I know WLNS was also kind of at the forefront of reporting this. Just what's it like working in Lansing with this trial going on?
Well, it's funny because I had a rare fun story of this story. I just came from the state capitol because Lansing is, your listeners may not be aware, is the capital of Michigan. So they had an honor at the state capitol for Alan Trammell, the former Tiger great who was being honored there for his incoming induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And as I'm waiting to talk to Alan and we're shooting his, I get security guards coming up to me. What a mess at Michigan State, huh? You know, somebody, a lawmaker, is coming up because I don't get much to the Capitol. Hey, what do you think is going to happen to Mark Hollis now, the athletic director? What do you make of all this? So to kind of play off your introduction, yeah, it's one of the hottest buzzes in town in my 15 years here. And another week I've been here 15 years. It's the hot button of all hot buttons. And as you know, and the reason you're calling is it's gone national. It's on the network news every night. It's just crazy, and it's too bad because when and I'm not saying that there was only one person in the wrong here, but because of one man's poor decisions and really sick mind, I'm afraid a lot of people are going to go down, and the biggest one went down last night when Luana Simon stepped down as president. Unfathomable just a couple of years ago. In fact, I showed video last night at my sportscast of the Rose Bowl celebration in 2014 when President Simon and Mark Hollis were dancing and jiving and singing and slapping high fives and just talking about the happiness that was here just 4 years ago. And now here 4 years later, things are tumbling, and it's just incredibly, it just shows to how far people can fall even by other people's wrongdoings. That's what amazes me.
And Fred, you said the president, Luana K. Simon, announcing her resignation. And just reading about this, I remember when I was in Lansing 10 years ago, we would do feature stories on some of the non-revenue sports, and you had the gymnastics coach, Kathy Klages. Now, did she step down when this investigation started a year or so ago? Is that what happened?
Well, she quote-unquote retired. It's very convenient, and some people are disappointed with that. I mean, there's so many hot buttons here now with, as you can imagine, talk radio, social media. Now people are saying shame on Michigan State for even allowing her to gracefully retire. They should have fired her. But, yeah, Kathy stepped out at the front of this because she was associated with Nassar, and there is indication, though no proof that I know of yet, that she had knowledge because some of the athletes had gone to her and told her of this sick procedure that he had done, and she kind of poo-pooed it and said, you know, he's too well refuted, he's too good of a doctor, there's no reason upsetting the apple cart here. Now, this is what I've read and heard. I don't have any personal knowledge of this, but she went down because she allegedly swept this under the rug with knowledge of it, so she was the first to go down that I'm aware of.
And that's what I was wondering, Fred. What's the sense there that this isn't the end of it? I mean, and again, the president losing her job is a significant moment, but potentially more legal action or civil cases to come out of this with who knew what, when they knew it, and didn't do anything
right
about it. I mean, we talk comparisons a lot in Penn State. There was certainly a ripple effect. Is that being discussed up there?
Well, it's being discussed, and I think you're right. I think that when she stepped down last night and then Dr. Nassar was sentenced and he goes to court again next week in a different court, I think some people are surmising, well, this is winding up, and I'm afraid it's probably just the tip of the iceberg. Luana went last night. Mark Hollis' position as athletic director is reputable. He's been arguably the best athletic director in Michigan State history. He could go. I suspect that he may. There are medical people and doctors that are associated with Dr. Nassar who may or may not have had knowledge of this. And then you bring up the other word, the lawsuits that could come over this, the civil cases. I'm afraid that this is just starting when people here are hoping that it's just ending.
How well known was this doctor, Larry Nassar, who, you know, disgusting even to see his face at this point, but was he, I mean, obviously prominent in the gymnastics world, but in your sports coverage and in dealing with Michigan State, was he, you know, a quote-unquote celebrity figure around town?
I wouldn't say a celebrity figure. He was well known in the industry. I've been doing sports in this state and twice in Lansing for a period covering 37 years, and to my knowledge, I've never met the guy. So even in all the features I've done and all the stories, I did not personally know him. I do know a lot of his co-workers. I do know a lot of the medical people who I have talked with even socially that are dumbfounded. They say that he had an impeccable reputation. They were stunned when this came out. They had no idea this was going on. They couldn't think of anyone who would be less likely to be involved in this. Good family man, lives in the area. Kids and a wife, and imagine their kids going to school right now in this area. I mean, there was no blood on the sheet, so to speak, that I can find. And these are people that work directly with them, and I know two medical people at Michigan State in particular who have known him for 27 years, and they are just flabbergasted. They just can't. They don't defend him now, but they can't believe that this was going on. And I think you should be careful, and this includes Dr. Simon, when you sweep everybody here under the rug, not you personally, but when people sweep everyone under the rug and say, well, obviously Michigan State knew about this and they were hiding this. Hey, the president of the university doesn't know how her medical people are treating athletes any more than he or she knows how the manager is folding the towels. That's not part of their job. That's delegated. That's their medical people. That's why they have deans of medicine. The president of the university, she probably had to resign now because she can't go forward under the scrutiny. But to suggest that she knew about this and simply look the other way, I think, is foolish. That's my opinion.
And Fred, the other, I guess, notable person in this was the judge, and some of her comments getting a lot of reaction, whether it was considered professional, unprofessional, or people thought it was appropriate. What do we know about Judge Aquilina going into I think she even said at one point, I'm not very popular around here, or people don't like me a whole lot. I mean, she was clearly comfortable opining on the topic, which I didn't mind at all. What kind of coverage has there been on the judge herself, and what did we know about her prior to this?
Interesting you say that. I have not seen anything publicly on her. I did ask some people, or certainly a person I work with, about her reputation last night, and it was considered by this person that she was doing a lot of grandstanding, that she could have given the judgment without all the theatrics, without throwing the paper out and saying, I'm throwing this away, without all the lectures. Some people think that was done for political gain, and because this is such a hot button, it'll make her popular in a community that was in an uproar, in a rage over these testimonies. And I get it, and it personally didn't bother me that much either. Personally, I think my feeling was like you, Dr. Nassar, you can't suffer enough. You got this coming. I just don't know that it was my opinion, and from what I've heard, that it was her place professionally to do all that grandstanding. Just do your job and let the people make their judgment. That's my opinion.
Fred, when I was there a decade ago, Tom Izzo was the basically the face of the, not just sports, but kind of the university. So that's
right.
Still the case. Now I'm just wondering, because I remember if there was any type of social topic, not just sports, you'd always go to Izzo to get his opinion.
Right.
He'd always give you a very practical, reasonable take. I'm wondering what Tom Izzo has said about the situation.
Well, the problem is he has said too much. I had a conversation with him last night, and he would not go on the record. And then knowing his lawyer, and you know what kind of guy he was, he ended up texting me after midnight twice, apologizing, saying it's not my nature not to talk about something, but every time I talk, I get fried. A week ago after a basketball game, President Simon's status came up, and he gave, and Izzo tends to ramble, and that's to our benefit, really, and that's to his credit. Sometimes he rambles and says the wrong thing. And a wrong thing came out of his mouth. To this day, I don't know what he meant by it, but he blurted the words, I hope we got the right guy. And I don't think he meant it like that. I don't know what he meant by it, but that has become, that has him on the frying pan now.
Man.
And even Ali Raisman's mother sent out a tweet ripping Izzo, and how could he be so insensitive, and what do you mean we got the right guy? And then he's getting ripped for supporting his president. You know, it's a can't-win situation. If he comments on it, supports her, he's considering enabling a president to allow this to go on. If he doesn't support her, it looks like he's covering something up. If he rips her, he's ripping his own boss. So what do you do? But the words that he said, I hope we got the right guy, I've got him in some hot water. And so, for the first time, Charlie, in my time here, they have a basketball game with Wisconsin tomorrow night. I can't ever remember Izzo not being available to talk about the game. They canceled his availability yesterday, and he's not available today. So this is the first game I can ever remember that we aren't previewing a team because they don't want Izzo out there being exposed to what are going to be obvious Dr. Simon follow-up questions now.
Is it on par with Penn State at this point in terms of a university-wide, I guess, scandal? I mean, I don't know the extent of who knew what and who covered up what, but in terms of the PR hit, which doesn't matter, the victims matter first, but I would think we're kind of in that territory right now.
Well, I think it's a good question, and a month ago I would have laughed at you for saying that. I'd say this is not Penn State. Well, actually, I wouldn't laugh about anything in this, so laugh is my wrong word. I would have scoffed at the notion that this is Penn State. I think it's starting to get there. I think because Penn State was football and because it was Joe Paterno that it took on a life of its own in a bigger sense that it's going to hear because this is, quote-unquote, only gymnastics, even though, you know, I'm not saying that to slight the women. Got to be careful about everything you say now. But because it's a non-revenue sport, but you're right, the vicious circle created around it is similar to Penn State because Michigan State is taking such a major hit PR-wise, and they probably didn't do everything correctly PR-wise being above, but it's an impossible situation because, as I just said with Izzo, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. So sometimes it's best just not to say anything and let the legal process run. But it's getting to Penn State. I don't think it's there yet, but it's getting there. When you talk about all these victims in the hundreds now, and they say we're going to get a week of testimony next week in a different county, and this just tears at people's heartstrings, as it should. It's unbelievable to me that this guy could go on this long, and that's why she lost her job. performing procedures, you know, whether they're sick procedures like he obviously did, or he's just treating athletes. I mean, he was at a major university, and as I just outlined, had a reputable reputation in the medical field and was under your employ for 25 years. Yeah, that puts them under great scrutiny, and I hate to say it, but probably justifiably so.
And the Izzo quote, I wanted to go back to that for a second. He got fried over saying, I hope they got the right guy. Was he friendly? Did he know Nassar? Did they have any relationship? I'm just trying to understand.
I haven't asked Tom that. I'm sure I shouldn't say I'm sure of anything. I haven't asked him that directly. I assume he knew Nassar because usually everyone in the athletic community did. I don't know where those comments came from. I think it was just a case, and I'm not trying to defend what he said at all, but I think he was just rambling. And I don't even think he meant that to come out. I think what he meant to say, and he said later in his apology, I said, I hope we got all the people involved. In other words, by the right guy, I hope we got everybody. I hope it wasn't, you know, and I think it just came out. We got the, I mean, Charlie knows, Izzo tends to ramble. You ask him about his point guard, and he'll give you 4 minutes on his point guard, all the point guards in history, all the players on his team, Bobby Knight, and the baseball race. I mean, that's what Izzo does. He rambles. And I'm not trying to defend him. I'm just saying I think it just came out. I can't answer your question to what he meant by it, but he did say in his apology that I didn't mean to say did we get the right guy. I meant to say did we get all the right people. Are other people involved? And he kind of expressed that on the phone last night saying, I wish I knew the whole truth.
And, Fred, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't it the basketball doctor, Jeffrey Kovan, who finally recently heard about a complaint and then kind of ran it up the chain of command to get this process really going?
I'm not aware of that. I have talked to Jeff Kovan about this, and he was one of those people I was referring to who knew Dr. Nassar and told me a year ago he was absolutely stunned. He had no idea of this, but I'm not aware of him running anything up the flagpole. Tell me about that.
No, that's just something that I had read that, you know, when Luana K. Simon, the president, said, this is when I heard about it, because it's obvious for everybody to say, okay, if you had the first complaint in 1997, why now, right, 21 years later, is this first basically being a big national story? And I had read that it was just in the last couple of years when it finally got to President Luana K. Simon, whether you believe that or not, that it was kind of ran up the chain of command to where she finally heard about this. And it was just in the last year or so.
Right, right. And I didn't know that, but I have wondered about Jeff Kovan and other medical people who work closely with Dr. Nassar, who may have had knowledge of this, and for whatever reason, it didn't come forward. And those people could be the next to go. It's crazy that this went on for so long. And now the question is, okay, the leaders are taking the hit. Hollis may take his. Who knew what and who else do you get? That's how this thing could get ugly and get like the Penn State thing, because I don't think it's going away here anytime soon.
Fred Heumann, sports director, WLNS in Lansing, Michigan, in the middle of all of this, and also on Charlie's resume, a former mentor of, I hear, mm-hmm. I got to tell you, Fred, I hear a Fred story, probably if not every day, every other day.
I got a friend of mine who tells me young kids, and he doesn't tell them bedtime stories, he tells them Fredtime stories.
I love that, Fred. And I know this was a serious topic, a depressing topic. We're going to have you on again. Have some more fun. I know you're calling from a flip phone, and I love that, and you're old school. And I'm just wondering, your favorite story about working with me, because I have an easy one, and it was the time you and I went to a Detroit Tigers day game during the midweek, and we love baseball so much, we wanted to watch the game, we set up our sportscast before, the game went late, we wanted to interview Jim Leland, we're driving back to Lansing, and we actually missed the sportscast.
We missed the 6 o'clock. I forgot about that. That's a true story.
Yes.
Although you didn't get scolded about it, I did. I remember the news director called me to the office, just shook his head and said, that can't happen again. And I promise you, Charlie, it hasn't happened since.
Love it. We learned from our mistake.
That is going to be
something. We missed the 6 o'clock sport.
I'm going to add this to our list of segments on radio, Fred Time Stories. And we'll just, random stories about you or people named Fred, all right?
Yeah, all right.
All right, take care.
Anytime, guys.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Fred Heumann, who Chuck worked with, about 2 years in Lansing?
Yeah, I was there for 2 years, 10 years ago is when I left.
For the salary dump,
for sure. Fred is fantastic. He's great. Everybody loves him. does TV, does radio, worked, I think, at almost every TV and radio station in Detroit for about 20 years. And then he's been back in Lansing as the sports director for probably the last, yeah, he said 15 years. Izzo loves him. It's funny to see the press conferences because Izzo always pokes fun at him. And then Fred will give it back to him. Same with Mark D'Antonio. It, you know how it is. When you're kind of working in a big-time university, you see the same five media people all the time. You almost become buddies with them. And that's kind of how it is. As he said, he's talking with Izzo off the record. And I didn't know that Izzo had made that comment.
I didn't know that either. And I got to be honest, in thinking about this, I never once thought about how it might affect a Tom Izzo. And it's not on par with Penn State because Paterno, as we've all pointed out, was such a monster figure, sports figure. But as far as the scandal and making the university look horrible and who knew what when, I think we're clearly in that category right now. All right, we do need to take a quick break. We're going to talk to Ricky Prohl, the former Ram rock and roll. Ricky Prohl, boy, the anniversary was the other day, 2 days ago, I believe, of the catch. 18 years ago, and Ricky famously, coaching in the NFL, quit to hang out with his kids so he could focus on their football career, and that's what he's doing right now. He's out in L.A. We'll talk to him in a little bit. Triad Bank, one of our great sponsors, located in Frontenac on Clayton, about one block west of Lindbergh. They're on the web at triadbanking.com. It's the neighborhood-friendly bank. Hang out in the lobby, strict sometimes, just sitting in there, show prepping. My mom is in there. They're offering coffee mugs. Friendly bank. You don't see that anymore. You don't even see people when you walk into the bank anymore. More importantly, if you're a business owner and you're looking to do some business, talk to Jim Regna, anybody with the team there, about a business loan. They're from St. Louis. They started the bank in 2005, so they know the current climate when it comes to getting things done in St. Louis. Not easy to do. I think we know that to be true. I was realizing this the other day, like Highway 40. We can't even decide what to call the highway. We had reporters saying 6440, 4064. We can't even come up with a name for our highway. No wonder we can't get our crap together.
Well, it's funny because my parents visiting this past weekend, and I'm like, take 40. My dad says, you mean 64? I'm like, it's the same.
Right, we can't even decide what to name the highways around here. No wonder we can't get anything done. But if you want to get something done, go to Triad Bank, stop by and see them for all your banking needs, and on the web at triadbanking.com.